Glory to God. Well, it is neighbor looking time. And my neighbor is not here. She'll be here next time. Amen. All right. I've got a neighbor. I love it. Everybody, if you will, look at your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Point at your neighbor and say, I came
to receive
God's good word,
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day?
And I declare,
I'll never,
ever be the same
again.
In Jesus' name, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming in your presence. Holy Spirit, help me. Anoint me, teach through me, speak through me, preach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say the way I should say it. Help me to leave off anything I need to leave off. Help me to flow with you, Holy Spirit, just in time, just right. Holy Spirit, help me to flow. Help answers to come. All over this congregation, help answers to come today to questions that they've been seeking. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help the utterance. We call strong utterance in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that signs and wonders follow your word, and we are preaching and teaching your word, and we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Proverbs. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Now I'm going to say something that we say a lot of times, all of us. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. When I retire, I'm going to move to Alaska. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I just got this great job making three times what I'm making now, and I'm going to take that job so fast it'll make your head swim. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. This car is so old, I'm going to buy a new one with all the extras. That's what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this course in college, and I'm only going to go to this certain college. Then let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get married, and I'm going to have two kids, a boy and a girl. Then let me tell you what I'm going to do. Now I have a question for us. Did you ask the Lord what you should do? Did you ask Him for His wisdom? I know what we think we're going to do, and we say what we think we're going to do. Sometimes we speak out ahead. Luke 12 and 18, then He said, "This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then I'll store all my grain and my goods." Proverbs 27 and 1 says, "Don't boast about tomorrow. You don't know about what tomorrow is going to bring." James 4, 13 through 15. "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city. We'll spend a year there carrying on business and making money. Why don't you don't even know what will happen tomorrow? Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. In all your ways acknowledge Him." Ask Him first. Don't make your plans first. Now let's see. Pastor Rock, have you ever made your plans first? Yes. Both my hands are up. Have I ever had to have my steps straightened? I don't have enough hands for this. Okay, so I've done this way too many times, so I'm preaching something that I understand. I didn't say I've arrived at this, but I certainly understand the principle here. It's about asking God first. Don't make your plans first. "Well, I have a right to make choices. I'm a free will moral agent." This is true. You are a free will, and we are all free will moral agents. But God doesn't have to back up any plan He doesn't originate. That saying, "Where God guides, He provides. But where He doesn't guide, Hallelujah. Sometimes God doesn't guide. Pressure guides us. Sometimes offense guides us. Sometimes other people guide us. Sometimes we guide us. Are you willing to wait on God's plan, on God's direction, on God's timing? We need to access His wisdom. We need confirmation of His wisdom. And God will confirm anything He is leading us to do. That bears repeating. God will confirm anything He's leading us to do. Well, I'm telling you, God's in a real hurry on this one. He's got to do it fast, fast, fast. I don't have time to wait and see what He wants to do. Then you're going to have plenty of time to wait and see how to sort it all out when it all falls down, when the big problem happens. Thank you. Thank you very much. Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, read the book. He'll confirm anything He's leading us to do in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Two or three different ways He'll confirm it. He'll lead us. He'll show us. He'll let us hear a sermon on it. He'll let us hear another sermon from somebody else. He'll have a friend say something that they had no idea what we were going through. He'll confirm it to us, the direction that He's leading us, but we got to wait on Him to confirm it. There was a man that decided he was going to take a job as a helicopter pilot out of state. That's what he really wanted, and he was offered this job. He didn't really pray about it. His pastor asked him, he said, did you pray about it? He said, well, I prayed about it a little bit. That's what we do sometimes when we want to go a certain way. We pray about it a little bit. I won't go into details, but it didn't turn out well for him. Proverbs 19 and 21 says, there are many plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's plan that will stand. That's the New Life Version. In the Easy to Read Version, it says, people might make plans, might make many plans, but what the Lord says is what will happen. This is Proverbs 16 and 9 in the Contemporary English. We make our plans, but the Lord decides where we will go. In the Easy to Read Version, this says, people can plan what they want to do, but it's the Lord who guides their steps. Now, many times we have plans that are good, and they may even line up with the Scriptures, but they are not God's plans. Let me say that again. Many times we have good plans. They may even line up with Scriptures, but they're not God's plans. See, God's got a specific plan for your life and a specific plan for my life. He's got a specific plan for this church. All churches are not called to the same plan. Ask yourself, is this God's plan? Is this God's will? So I had to learn that. No. That sounds wrong. That is wrong. I haven't learned it. I am learning. Learning in the process of learning. I learned as a pastor, just because somebody else is doing something at another church and it's a good thing and it's a blessing, it doesn't mean we're called to do it. Amen. I mean, I'd like to do it. I think it's exciting that they're doing it, and I'd love for us to do it. But God, some of those things, He says, no. No, you're not called to it. You're not supposed to do it. Amen. Well, pastor, why don't we have so-and-so? If you ask the Lord and He says we can have it, let me know. You think I'm kidding? but I'm not. There's a lot of good things I'd love to do. Amen? But we better focus on the good things that God has called us to. As a church, body, and as individuals. I was in the service the other night, Wednesday night. If you missed Wednesday night service, oh my God. The glory of God hit this place. Pastor Sharon, I don't know what. I mean, she's already this crazy, wild preacher. I mean, she's got this reputation for being, you know, a powerhouse, and she's insanely crazy, you know, when she's preaching. But it was way to the other level. It was like, poof, and the lid was off, and everything was just, woo, I mean, gosh. But I was in the service the other night, and Pastor Sharon was teaching, if you call that teaching. But, I mean, Pastor Sharon, but she said, I heard something while she's teaching. I heard, read that book again. And it was a certain book that was highlighted to me that I'd read before. Now, this is not what she's teaching on. See, now here's how the Lord will do. Sometimes when you're in a service and you're under an anointing, you're where you're supposed to be, I'm telling you, God can open you up and speak to you about things that you've been praying about for a while, and the subject matter could be on it, but sometimes it's not on it. You're just opened up to hear. And you can hear better and clearer than you've heard in I don't know how long, and suddenly you just hear something that, wow, that was... Well, I've been wondering about that for a while. What, Why am I getting the answers now? Because the anointing has opened you up. It's opened your eyes. It's opened your ears, and you hear what you didn't hear, and you see what you didn't see. You see, spiritual revelation is imparted to us. That was a side note. Anyway, I was, it's about this book, and you know, I said, well, I made a mental note of it, and when I'm sitting under the Word, I like to write down notes. I take notes. I do everything I can do. I feel bad if I don't have my pen and my notebook, because I love to take notes, because the Lord will speak to you. I do it in my prayer time too, because the Lord will speak to you and you'll think you'll remember it, but you won't. But anyway, I knew about this, and I did, you know, have my notes, and I was like, I look in my study. Now my study has got lots and lots of books, and I'm not trying to brag about that. If I were a mechanic, I would have lots and lots of tools. But I'm a pastor, so I have lots and lots of books. You understand? But finding this specific book that I was told to read again, I'm like, this is a needle in a haystack. I'm looking over this study, and I mean, there's books everywhere on every shelf, and there's books piled, and there's books. And I'm like, and I look for a few minutes, and then, you know how you feel like the piece is just kind of, I don't know about it. I know you told me to read this again, but it's getting kind of, and I said, and then it hit me, Holy Spirit. I said, oh, wow, I could have had a V8. I could have asked Him in the beginning. I said, Holy Spirit, would You please show me where this book's at? You want me to reread it? Please show me where it's at. No joke. This is no lie. I said that. I turned, and there's 3 bookshelves over here, and I walked over to this middle bookshelf, which I wasn't paying attention to, and I looked under the stack, and in the middle of the stack was that book. I picked it up. I wasn't a minute and a half, and I already had the book in my hand because I asked. Amen. You understand, that's our problem, is we don't ask. We tell the Lord, here's what we're doing, or I'm trying to do this, and I'm trying in futility, and the Lord's saying, ask, ask. He knew I needed it. I knew I needed it. He knew I was looking for it, but I didn't ask. Ask Him about that car before you buy it. Ask Him which one. Ask Him, is it the right time? Well, it's got to be the right time. I know it's the right time. I mean, I'm having to push the other one all the time. It's got to be the right time. It's the right time. It is the right time. I know it's the right time. Have you asked the Lord? No, I hadn't asked the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let me give you a good one. Don't do it until you know. I got the card. I can just put this on this card. I don't have to pray about this decision. Not every decision. I got the card. God said no. Sometimes that card is plan B. Everybody just left the church. Where did everybody go? Oh my God. The church was full a minute ago. What happened? Because sometimes He's saying, no, don't do it that way. Ask Him for His help. God has all the wisdom there is about everything. Ask Him. James 1:5 is, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. See now, there you go. There was wisdom right there. Some of you, the Lord was telling you, don't pick up that credit card anymore. Don't use it no more. You're getting in trouble with it and don't use it anymore. And He's telling you, stop it. Now, whether we hear wisdom or not. Oh, was the Lord speaking to you? And He was speaking to you too. I didn't hear anything. James 1:5 in the Living Bible. Now get this. This is the same scripture we just read. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally, and upright if not, and it shall be given him. That's King James. Now let's read in the Living. If you want to know what God wants you to do, ask Him. And He will gladly tell you, for He is always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask Him. And He will not resent it. Don't just make your own plans. Consult the Lord first. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. What is God's plan for you? His specific plan. Get alone with God and find out. God will bless His plan so much better than our plans. The blessing is already built into His plans. Okay? I want y'all to repeat this after me. As a matter of fact, look at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and say, don't get ahead of God. Now I'm telling you, don't get ahead of God. Don't get ahead of God. Do not get ahead of God. Did you hear it? Do not get ahead of God. Praise God. Now let me tell you, I was probably known as Mr. Ahead of God. That would probably be a good title for me, Mr. Ahead of God. But now I have two speeds, slow and slower. Because if I'm slow, I'm behind Him. If I'm too fast, I'm in front of Him. Provision, I can always find if He's in front of me. If I'm in front of the provision, I'm in trouble. You say, well, God showed me I'm going to do this. But is it His time? Did you wait on His time? Are you sure it's His time? I'm not trying to put a question mark in your mind. I'm trying to say we need to know. And we can know. God, is this what you want? If this is the direction, then this is the direction I'm going to go if that's what you want. So God, is this what you want? Then wait. The Jeopardy music, I need to play it right now. Okay, Lord, that's about all I got. I didn't hear nothing. Wait for His answer. Wait for His confirmation. And you can say this while you wait. By faith, I believe I receive the perfect wisdom of God. By faith, I know exactly what to do. We want God's way. We want to walk the path that God has for us. Amen? Proverbs 4 and 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. But it takes time to get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, the number one thing. Wisdom will reveal to you and show you what to do. We all need His wisdom. We receive the wisdom of God by faith. Wisdom is the ability to use stored up knowledge and apply it. Proverbs 4 and 11, I've taught you in the way of wisdom. I've led you in right paths. Now let me ask a question. How many of y'all have ever been on the wrong path? Amen. Now how many of you put yourself on that wrong path? God didn't do it, did He? So we weren't listening to wisdom. You may be facing a very big decision right now. Don't take it lightly. Seek the Lord. Ask Him what you should do. He will show you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. Say this over and over. There is an answer to what I'm facing. There is an answer to what I'm facing. I believe I receive God's answer, God's wisdom in this situation. In Jesus' name. I know what to do. I have the wisdom of God. I know I give this a lot. But I know we were going to buy a car, and I've told you it's the car that I drove today. It's the Lincoln MKX. And me and Pastor Sharon were praying. It's 9 years old. Me and Pastor Sharon were praying about that car, and I had found a lesser-priced car. It was half of what this car was. And it was an SUV, a smaller SUV like that one. And I said, this is going to be it, because this is our budget. This is right where we're going to go. And we had prayed about this thing a lot. I mean a lot. We've made a lot of bad decisions, and we prayed about this and prayed about it and prayed about it. And we kept coming back to this same car. And I'm talking, it was 4.5 months. And we just knew, this is the car. It don't look right. It don't make sense to our logical minds, but this is the right car for us at this time. So we did it. We bought that car. And I've told you before, I've only had one problem in 9 years. I spent $1,000 on that problem. I mean, I've changed tires, of course, and I changed the battery. That's it in 9 years. Now, you can say what you want to, but you make the wrong choice, and you can be at the auto dealership every week of your life. You can be there because you didn't ask the Lord for His wisdom to do. And He knew we were going to have this car for a while, and He knew you need a good one. You need one that's going to hold up really the way it should hold up. You know what I'm saying? And God was looking out for my highest and best, but sometimes we're fighting Him because it's not in our price range. See, I've got a price range that says I like free a lot, and I like really cheap, you know, cheap. I'm talking about cheap. That's some of my favorite things in the world. But sometimes that's not the Lord's leading. Now, I'm not saying He won't lead you that way, because He will, certainly will. But sometimes it's not His leading. So, long story short, I go back to that for a second. That car's been such a blessing to us. But not only that, the car that I was going to get, the SUV I was going to get, they no longer make it in the United States today. They went out of business a year after we bought this other car. Went out of business. Didn't look like they were going nowhere. Went out of business. No longer sell them. The parts are no longer sold in the United States. Yeah. That's what I would have been saying if I'd have bought that car. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You know what we really would have said? We'd have said, Lord, why did you have me get this car? Well, Lord, what's up with this? Why'd you do this, Lord? Had nothing to do with me. I told you to get the other one. We need His wisdom on whether to move or not. We need His wisdom on whether to change jobs or not. Well, I'm telling you, this is three times the benefits. This is three times the pay. I know I got to move my household, all my family across country, but that's okay. It don't matter. Well, I know I don't know anything about that place, but it's okay. It's all right. It's three times the money. It's got to be God because it's prospering me. It might be, but it might not. What if some of your family gets killed as soon as you get there? Hang on now. I've seen it happen. I know what I'm talking about. Somebody moved for a better situation and circumstance, and immediately one of their family members was killed. You say, well, no, the Lord wasn't in it. I'm telling you, we just got to say some things the Lord's not in, and some things we got to pray them down better. I mean it now. When Benjamin was a little guy, I always call him a little guy, he's 30 years old, our son Benjamin. And we were praying about his school, what to do about schooling for Benjamin. And we kept coming up with homeschool. It didn't make a lot of sense. I don't know about homeschooling, because if we homeschool, you know, of course, Sharon's not going to... She had already quit her job to take care of Benjamin, but then we knew she's going to be doing that the whole next 12 years. And I don't know about that. And we had... I mean, this was... We were doing homeschooling before homeschooling was cool. It's cool now. It's kind of everybody, oh, homeschool, yeah. Back when we were doing it, we'd put you in jail. If you mess up, you're going to jail. I mean it. We got letters. You will go to jail if you don't do this right. You don't do, you know, you have this child tested. Well, we had him tested. I'm going on a side journey, I know. Had him tested. He was in the second grade. They said, well, you know, all of them got to be tested. He must be tested. So we had him tested at a school or whatever. They said he would be the average child in the fourth grade. He's in the second grade. They said he was in the top 2% in the United States. So I believe the homeschooling thing worked for us. Now, hang on. I didn't say you were called to homeschool. That's where we miss it now. That's where we goof up. We say so-and-so, well, pastor said, no. Pastor didn't say it was for you. Pastor didn't say the kind of car that I got was for you, or this place or that place or this thing or that thing or this job or that job. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you got to find out for you. God will tell you. He'll show you exactly what is for your life, what you are supposed to do, where you are supposed to... His perfect will for you. But you can't just do it because somebody else is doing it. It won't work for you. And you're trying to figure out why it's not working. We get God's direction by praying in the Spirit and being in prayer. I remember back when my mom was alive. Now this is, she passed away about 9 years ago. And I remember back years and years ago, when I lived with her, I remember something big was bothering her. I don't know what it was. She didn't say. But for 3 days, she'd be in the house, and she really wasn't talking. I mean, not because she's mad or anything like that. She's praying. She's walking around the house. When she wasn't at her job, she was walking around the house and she's praying in the spirit. She's praying in the spirit. And then she'd stop praying and then she'd start praising. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And she walked around the house like this for 3 days. I'm talking about 3 days serious prayer. I mean, she is focused. She ain't got nothing else going on but this. And then at the end of that 3 days, I saw this. It was like a heavy burden on her, and I saw it lift off her. She said, I got it. She said, I know what to do. She said, I got it. See, you think the Lord won't tell you? I don't care what's pressing you down, what you're facing, what looks impossible. I don't care what situation is in front of you and says, this is impossible. There is no way. You will not get out of this one. God is saying, oh yeah, I got the wisdom. Ask me. Ask me. I want to show you. I'll not upbraid you. I won't get on to you. I'll give you my wisdom. If you just ask me, I'll give it to you. I'll impart it into you, and you'll know exactly what to do, and you'll know when to do it. I need your wisdom about everything I do. I told y'all this before, I'll tell it again. That's a pastor. That's what pastors do. We had that car that I've got outside that I just talked about. We ran into a problem about 2 years ago, and took it to the dealership, and they said it's going to be $3,600 to fix this. And I said, wow. I said, that is a lot. And then I got to praying about it. And I'm supposed to tell this guy whether to fix it or not. I told him, give me 24 hours. I didn't tell him we're going to pray about it for the next 24 hours. We prayed about it, and I didn't hear anything. And we kept saying, we're going to know what to do. We'll know what to do. We'll know what to do. We'll know what to do. And the next morning, I woke up, and I had this impression. I'm talking about, you know, people think God must speak to you in a strong, I mean, like a burning bush, but this was just a slight impression. And the two little impressions that I had was, one, the place that's supposed to fix the car is really, really close to this other place. And I knew no place that was close to it. It was up in Auburn. And I knew no place like that. I didn't know anything around it. And the other one was, ask him where he'd take his car. And I thought, that's the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my whole life. Why would I ask the man that is working at the car dealership, where would you take your car? So I did it. See, God's wisdom is foolishness to us a lot of times, but that was His wisdom. And he looked at me kind of funny, you know, and then he said, well, you know, I take it, and he went through it and said, well, there's a little place down the street. As soon as he said it, I was like, where is this place? Because I knew, you know, because I kept getting, it was really, really close to this other place. It's not even a mile away. He said, oh, it's about a quarter of a mile down the street. And he said, it's this little oil change place. And I said, an oil change place, a fast oil change place? He said, yeah. He said, but they got into where they're working on cars now. And he said, and they're trying to build them the best reputation in the world for working on cars. He said, that's where I'd take mine. I said, well, I'm going to take it. I took it down there. It was free as far as they checked it out, top to bottom, free. And then he called me and he said, I got bad news for you. He said, it's going to be, and he said it was $900 and something. And I said, that's it. But God, he thought it was bad news. I said, bad news was at the dealership, $3,600. This was good news to me. I was like, yeah, yeah. But I didn't know that. I couldn't possibly have known it. I didn't have the connections to know it. I didn't have the wisdom to know it. I didn't know there was a place around there that did that kind of work. I didn't know it. But God knows. The Holy Spirit knows everything about everything. Ask Him. I need your wisdom about my finances, Lord. I need your wisdom about my job, Lord. No, I'm just going to quit it. Then what you going to do? You better ask Him before you quit that job. You might not get another one. No, I'm a hard worker. I'll get another one. I don't care how hard you work. If God blocks you, you're blocked. Sometimes, you know, God will shut some doors to teach us, you're going to ask me. Next time, instead of just doing it your way, you're going to ask me. Huh? Yeah, God. God will shut some doors on us. Thank you. Thank you very much. He will. It'll be in His timing. His timing, not in our timing. I need your wisdom, Lord, about my children. I need your wisdom about this problem, Lord. I need your wisdom about which direction to go, Lord. Proverbs 4 and 10 through 12, it says, this is New Century Version, and I'm coming to a close. It says, my child, listen and accept what I say. Why did he say that? Because sometimes we listen, but we don't accept what he says. Listen and accept what I say, and then you'll have a long life. I'm guiding you in the way of wisdom. I'm leading you on the right path. Nothing will hold you back. You'll not be overwhelmed. Look at your neighbor and say this. Don't make a move until you know what to do. Don't make a move until you know what to do. Don't make a move until you know what to do. Praise God. Praise God. Don't be moved by deadlines. God can move those deadlines. Waiting has more power than an ill-timed decision. What is God's wisdom to solve this problem? Get alone with God and find out. Shut some things off and listen. Spend some time in God's presence. Maybe there's something that's really got you pressured, bad. Pray about nothing else but God's wisdom concerning this issue that's causing the greatest amount of pressure. Pray out the plan in tongues. And declare, I believe I received the wisdom of God and to know exactly what to do. And pray until you know exactly what to do. And don't make a move until you know what to do. Get wisdom and understanding. Don't forget or ignore my words. Proverbs 4 and 5, New Century. He hides away sound and godly wisdom and stores it up for the righteous. Our first scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Ask Patty if she'd come. Ask you if you'll just stand and let's just bow our heads and close our eyes. I want to practice this for a minute. Well, when she starts playing with all heads bowed and all eyes closed. Whatever your most pressing situation is right now, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I just want you to focus on, Lord, what would you have me to do? Is there something you would show me? Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me, help me. Now we're just going to be quiet and listen. under the sound of my voice right now, and the Lord is speaking, if He's speaking to you right now, I'm not going to embarrass you in any way, but you heard something, a clear direction. You heard a direction. I want you to just raise your hand, and then you can lift that back down. God sees that. The Lord sees that. The Lord sees that. God sees that. He's still speaking. He may give you the words to say. He may tell you something specifically to do. Maybe it's just to stand still. You may be seated. Praise God.